Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders and professors and more. Baylor Connections, part of our partnership with KWBU-FM, and I'm your host, Eric Smith. Our guest today is Dr. Terrell Saxon. Dr. Saxon is professor of educational psychology and interim dean of the School of Education. He also serves as Associate Dean for Research and Graduate Education and the Director of the Master's Programs in Educational Psychology. Dr. Saxon's research interests include cross-cultural studies of youth, schooling and teachers, as well as child language development and the role played by parent-child interaction, behaviors, and other environmental influences. So we've got a lot to talk about today on the program. Dr. Saxon, thanks for joining us. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we have a lot of titles that we just read, including interim dean, and it's been just about a year since you were appointed interim dean. What's that been like, and what stood out to you being on, quote-unquote, the other side about the work done by the School of Education and your colleagues and its students?
Right. Well, the pace has certainly been quick in the past year. There's been a lot of energy, I've noticed, in the School of Ed to do things that have been talked about for quite a while. I guess one of the things that has stood out to me in this past year is how important collaboration is. So collaboration between our three departments, we have three departments, educational psychology, curriculum instruction, and educational leadership. And almost all of our programs require some interaction across departments. And so certainly to do anything new these days is to include a certain level of work across departments to make them successful. So that's one thing that has stood out to me, and how motivated everyone is in order to bring that about.
To break out of those silos, to use the popular term, just a little
exactly.
bit. What distinguishes the School of Education here at Baylor and those departments that you just described from other schools across the country? What would you say is that Baylor distinctive?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our primary undergraduate program is in teacher education. So in preparing future educators, I think one thing that stands out is that we have remained committed to preparing the whole teacher. So what I mean by that is that we have faculty who are not just satisfied that a candidate knows the content and how to teach, but that they are able to address some of the spiritual needs of students and to work with students in a variety of settings. And so I think that probably sets us apart from other programs. I have lots of faculty that are very interested in only preparing future educators, and they do a very passionate job with that. They work with them individually. They mentor them. They spend lots of time with them in the field, in other words, classrooms that we have in partnerships with our school districts. That's one thing that I think sets us apart. Another, as I'm finding out from other deans and schools of education, is that we really are blessed with resources, both physical and material resources, and at a time when I think other universities and schools are struggling, I don't feel like this is a school or a program that the university is ready to withdraw resources from. We feel very blessed in order to have what we have, and it's not a struggle. It doesn't appear to be as much of a struggle for us for those resources as I see some of my peers at other institutions with.
That's great. Mm-hmm. You mentioned educating students as a whole person, as a whole teacher. I'm sure we could spend the whole show talking about that, but in a nutshell, what does that look like?
Well, it means being available. So if we're talking about our students in teacher education, it means being available to them outside of class, having faculty that are in their offices or in the hallway or in schools where our students are in Waco Public Schools, Midway, Robinson, other places where we have faculty who are willing to individually mentor our students and spend time with them. and prepare them for what they might experience as a future teacher. So that's, I guess, one example of what I'm talking about, whether that's on our campus in our building or at Waco High or Midway High or someplace like that.
Visiting with Dr. Terrell Saxon, professor of educational psychology and interim dean of the School of Education at Baylor University. 2018, heading into the summer here, looking into forward to next year. 2019 is a big year for the School of Education. Why is that?
Soon after I took over as interim dean, or leading up to it, I was informed, you do realize that our 100-year anniversary, our centennial, is coming up, right? And I thought, no, I didn't know that. I don't want to be the interim dean at the 100-year mark that messes this up.
Right.
So we have spent a good bit of the spring semester, the past spring, talking about what we might do to recognize the accomplishments we have had over the past 100 years, and also to focus on what the future might be for us. And so some of the things you can expect to hear about, we're going to kick things off in the fall with it's a documentary film that's going to be screened twice, September 11th and 10th. In the fall, it's called Backpack Full of Cash. And this is a documentary film that will explore the timely issue, particularly in our city, of the privatization of education. And so this will be sort of a kickoff to the centennial. We'll begin to promote what we're going to be doing. But that's going to be shown at the Hippodrome and then on campus Monday and Tuesday night, September 10 and 11. Open to the public. We'll have a panel discussion with folks that are in the city that have an interest in this, superintendents and so forth. We'll be publicizing that. But as we get into the spring, so when we get into 2019, we will have a lecture series probably in the spring and also in the fall, perhaps symposia. We'll have a variety of activities that are led by our students. Of course, we'll have alumni awards and things like that, but we'll also be focusing on the future, and not just in our city and state, but the future of education in some way. So it's going to be a year long. You know, when I first thought about this, I thought, okay, we got to do all this in March because we think that's our 100-year month.
Better to spread it out a little bit.
So it'll be a year-long series of events, and we're very excited about the things that we'll be doing.
You mentioned in the fall this film and symposium talking about an issue of privatization of education, but you mentioned that's something we're talking about here in Waco. In terms of being a training ground where students get to see so much of what are the important topics in education and the topics that impact educating our students. How good of a training ground is Waco in Central Texas?
It's a very good training ground because we have a variety of settings. I think you're going to get to this, or we're going to talk about this today. We've won 2 years in a row. The National Association of Professional Development Schools have a Exemplary Achievement Award for professional development schools. We have professional development schools with two school districts in our area. One is Waco, of course, and the other is Midway. And what a professional development school is, it's a partnership between our School of Education and the school districts to have sites, schools, where we can have our teacher education students go. They do everything from observations to, by the time they reach their senior year, they're actually a teacher in a classroom. They have a mentor teacher. There's a variety of administrators on both sides, Baylor and in the school and the school district, that help us coordinate all of these sites. So this organization, the National Association of Professional Development Schools, has exemplary achievement awards. Midway won it last year with us as a partner, and this year Waco
That's
won.
Great.
So that just goes to – there's a lot of work in getting that award, and I think it demonstrates the level of collaboration that we have and the sense of the partnership that it's important. It can't work if one side doesn't do what it needs to do. And it's really all about the students that are in those schools. You know, it's beneficial mutually because our students benefit, teacher education students benefit, but also we believe that the students in those classrooms are benefiting.
What are some of those benefits to the Waco ISD and Midway ISD students? What do they get out of it? And then in turn, what do the Baylor students who pour into that get?
Well, on our side, it gives us sort of a, you know, we call it a clinical experience. But you would picture yourself as a senior or a junior even in our teacher education program. Let's say you're an elementary school teacher or want to be, then you are placed in an elementary site and you have a mentor teacher there that you work with and you that supervises you, and you also have a Baylor professor who supervises what you do and mentors you. So on our side, that's very beneficial because they spend an entire year, by the time they're seniors, they spend their senior year in a classroom receiving that kind of mentoring and supervision from both sides. So it's pretty obvious on our side what we get from it. We believe and have been told by our partners that you know, they very much enjoy having the extra set of hands in the classroom to work with their students. And we believe data demonstrate that the students in those classrooms benefit in their learning from having had additional resources like that in their classroom. So we think it's mutually beneficial, and we're excited to have received those awards. We display them proudly in the school, and I think our partner schools do as well, because it demonstrates something that we badly need, and that's partners, not just for our training, but also for our students and our pupils that are in the classrooms around the city.
What role do those partnerships play, not just at Waco ISD or Midway ISD, but it seems like a lot of school districts in the area? What role do partnerships play in shaping the experience for students at the Baylor School of Education, but also in terms of giving back to and pouring in Baylor's resources to these districts? Really, it seems like in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no doubt that we pour resources into it. We have an entire office in the School of Education that goes to coordinate these sites. And those are resources that we could be placing in other areas. But we made the decision probably going on 25 years ago that we wanted to enhance the field experience. We believed then that research was showing that, and it seems pretty common sense, if you're able to put teachers who are being trained in the field earlier and longer, then that would promote their ability to be effective teachers. And that is what we expected, and that's what the data shows. So that's the kind of resourcing that we wanted to do then. We've continued to tweak it, and we still are. It's a fairly intensive field experience that other schools, like ours, schools of education do not do. The state does not require you to do as much as we do. But I'm told, this is anecdotal, that our teachers, when they graduate, they're highly sought after because they are at the competency level of a 2- and 3-year level teacher.
That's correct.
So that's sort of anecdotal, but mm-hmm. It's good to hear. And our teachers are sought after by school districts around the state.
We are visiting today on Baylor Connections with Dr. Terrell Saxon, and wears many hats over the years at the School of Education, including interim dean at the moment. He's also a professor of educational psychology, associate dean for research and graduate education, and more. I want to shift gears now. You know, we talked about the professional development schools, but there's a lot of different outreaches and initiatives, and one on which you published research a couple of years ago, Project Promise, which has served gifted low-income students for nearly 2 decades now. First, tell us a little bit about Project Promise, what it is and what its purpose is.
Okay. Yeah, there are a lot of projects we could talk about. This one is one that I'm very familiar with. It was started many years ago by one of the most well-known professors in our school, Dr. Susan Johnson. She happens to be retiring this summer in the month of June. But her vision was to establish some type of program whereas we could find kids in our region, particularly in Waco, who needed and wanted to become and be on campus for a summer program. It took the name of University for Young People, UYP, and it has been funded off and on by a variety of sources. But within it, there was identified, and this was one of Dr. Johnson's passions, was to find kids who have been identified as gifted and talented academically, who may not reach their potential because they wouldn't be able to be part of the UYP or University for Young People program because of their socioeconomic standing. And so Project Promise was a program she started within UYP to identify these kids who were already identified by their teachers and counselors as gifted, but would not have this kind of resource afforded them. So it scholarshiped them essentially in to UYP, and that's what Project Promise is. It has endured for many years, I want to say going on probably 20 years now, that it has been sustained and is starting up probably this week or next for another round. And what it does is it brings these kids to campus. And, you know, one, that it doesn't sound like a big deal, but that's one of the variables that in this research was shown to have such an impact, is just coming to a campus sort of removes the mystique and the mystery associated with this place. And kids begin to see themselves as college material, and they end up coming to college. A lot of them point back years later to the fact that they just came to campus. Now, we think it's more than that.
Sure.
You know, because they do enrichment activities all day long with some of our teachers that are hired as part of the University for Young People. So, you know, there's lots of things I could talk about in there. The short-term effects are just, you know, things as simple as you maintain the learning of the previous year so that it's not lost. You know, there's 3 months here where they're not in school and they don't want to do anything, but these kids maintain typically what they have learned over the summer, so they're ready to start the next year. There's also what we might call a sibling or familial effect, that this spreads to their siblings and within their family, and it becomes more of a priority. Some of the long-term effects that we've seen are, again, they look back and talk about these experiences as being critical to seeing themselves as kids who go to college. They psychologically, they change their view of who they are and what they can become. They experience a variety of activities that would include different, pointing them in different directions for career and vocation. And so, you know, they get exposed to things that they wouldn't otherwise. So I could go on and on.
Sure.
It's a very exciting program.
Well, I like what you said about, you know, exposing them to new things and helping them change their view of what they can become. In a lot of ways, you're describing what education is doing for kids in the classroom and through these programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this research that you cited earlier was actually a master's student, her thesis. Karina Call found that there was this cumulative effect. And that's the cool thing about the program, is that if you come in fourth grade, then you come back next year as a fifth grader and you can stay in it for multiple years. And this cumulative effect does predict success in post-secondary education. That's what we found in that data.
Now, Dr. Saxon, we are winding down on the program here just a few more minutes, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to ask you about another new initiative, the Center for Christian Education. How did that come about, and specifically, how is it going to prepare future educators?
Well, the Center for Christian Education has actually existed for probably 30 years in the School of Education. Originally, it was established by Dr. Randy Wood. And I would say within the last 2 years, we had a benefactor, the Koppel family out of Frisco, Texas, wanted to pursue their passion through the School of Ed, through the Center for Christian Ed, the CCE is what I call it, to make this a premier center for educators who, Christian educators, whether they be in a private Christian school like many that we have here in our town or at universities, but to provide them a clearinghouse of research and also professional development. And in our preliminary examination of what's out there, there isn't much. There are a few things that we don't want to replicate, we want to collaborate with. But this center is going to, if we do what the Copples would really like for us to do and I want to do, and that is to establish it as the premier center for getting professional development in Christian education and also becoming a sort of a data clearinghouse for the empirical research that is still to be done. Some has been done, but it also has an endowed professorship that comes with an executive director position. And so it's really going to be equipped well to fulfill the mission of the family's gift. We are on the cusp of making a hire for the directorship of the center. And then I would say as soon as this person gets here and gets their feet on the ground, then we will be looking for some activities for the next year, some professional development.
Well, that's very exciting. You know, and there's so much exciting things, so many exciting things going on in the School of Ed that I feel like we barely touched the tip of the iceberg. But we'll have to talk to you all more again down the line here on Baylor Connections about some of the other exciting things, because there is a lot going on in the School of Ed. And as you approach the centennial, we wish you well as you get ready for that and as you continue to do all the work you do with our students.
Thank you. I've enjoyed the time to talk to you. And you're right, there's a lot going on. So be watching for more publicity on a variety of things. Thank you.
Dr. Terrell Saxon, Professor of Educational Psychology and Interim Dean of the School of Education, our guest today on Baylor Connections. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Eric Smith. And a reminder, you can hear this and other shows online. You can subscribe on iTunes or find them all archived at baylor.edu/connections.